AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. You've seen the video, but what happened in the moments before a white police officer shot and killed a black man in South Carolina? We may get the answer to that question today. We may get to see police dash cam video. Our Tony Winton is in South Carolina.
Investigators are still reviewing a dash cam video from Officer Slager's car that may show how the deadly encounter started with what has been reported was a stop for a broken taillight. Details could also emerge about a passenger who was in Scott's car who was detained.
The Boston bombing jury returns to court next week to begin deciding whether Johar Tsarnaev should be executed for what he did or spend the rest of his life in prison. The jury convicted Tsarnaev on all 30 charges yesterday. Some pretty bad weather could hit Chicago, Detroit, and some other big Midwest cities today. Roger Edwards with the Storm Prediction Center.
The main corridor looks like it's going to be Illinois, Indiana, back toward northeast Texas for large hail, damaging winds, and maybe a few tornadoes.
Baltimore police have been using secret cell phone surveillance equipment, according to a police detective there. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Details were revealed about cell phone surveillance devices, which the Obama administration once kept secret. Baltimore detective Emmanuel Cabreja testified his department deployed a device called Hailstorm and similar technology about 4,300 times since 2007. According to a document obtained by the Associated Press, Baltimore police are under orders from the U.S. government to withhold information about the surveillance technology. Officers are encouraged to seek dismissals of cases rather than reveal the program. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Obama's in Jamaica this morning. This is AP Radio News. You could be on your own if you have questions as the tax filing deadline approaches. Here's our Jerry Bodlander.
If you've waited until now to start dealing with your taxes, which are due next week, don't expect much help if you call the IRS.
More than 6 out of 10 people who called could not reach a live assister. That's simply unacceptable.
IRS Commissioner John Koskinen says budget cuts meant the agency couldn't hire seasonal help, so a lot of calls go unanswered. He estimates the government will take in $2 billion less this year because it's lost enforcement and other personnel. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
A French TV network has been hacked by people claiming allegiance to the Islamic State group. This is the network called TV5 Monde. The director says the network has now restored its signal, but it can only broadcast recorded programs at the moment. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.